Today is Erevin Daf Beis, and Erevin is essentially, I would say, an appendix to Masechta Shabbos, focusing on one malacha, the malacha of Hotzah. So the way, I guess, a couple points of introduction. Well, number one, introduction is four Rishuyos. Remember the four different Rishuyos that you have when it comes to Shabbos. And so Min HaTorah, it's only usher to carry or to transport an object from what's called a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Or the other Issur D'oraisa is to carry, to move a transport an object within a Rishus, four Amos within a Rishus HaRabim. Midrabanan, there are two other Rishios. So basically what Rishus HaYachid is, Rishus HaYachid is a place that is surrounded by walls that are 10 tefachim high and has a 4x4 Amos area. Rishus HaRabim is basically an open thoroughfare, 16 amos wide. It's not roofed, and according to some Rishonim, it has 600,000 people travel it on it every day. Other than that, that would be it on a D'oraisa level. Midrabanan, we have the concept of a Carmelis, concept of a Makom B'Ptur. So a Makom B'Ptur would be an area like less than like a mound in a Rishus HaRabim that's like less than, it's more than 3 tefachim high, but not from 3 tefachim to 9 tefachim. Not high enough to Rishus HaYachid. Technically speaking, you could take from Rishus HaRabim and place it on there. You can take from Rishus HaYachid and place it on there. Just you can't purposely take from Rishus HaYachid, put it on the mound, and then take it off in Rishus HaRabim. You can't do that. Then you also have what's called the Carmelis. So the Carmelis is the idea that it's like this open area. I mean, there are other areas, but this open area sort of doesn't fit into the rubric of the Rishus HaRabim. Again, Midaraisa, you can carry in there, and you can carry from there, you can move from there to Rishus HaRabim. Midrabanan, they gave it to Chumras, the Carmelis, the Chumras of both Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYachid. Meaning, you may not, Midrabanan level, take from Rishus HaYachid into a Carmelis, or from Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelis, or Carmelis into either Rishus. And you may not carry Dalet Amos within that within that Carmelis. So this parak is an idea of what's called the Mavoi. Let's start with the Mavoi. So the Mavoi, as we know the way the streets were formatted in the times of the Mishnah, where you had houses, bunch of houses. The houses opened up into a chatzer, into a courtyard. The various courtyards opened up into a Mavoi, which is this thoroughfare, the street. And that street would then be what would empty out into the Rishus HaRabim. So again, so Mida Oraisa, you should be able to, the Gemara would deal with how you carry in the Chatzir, how you bring from the house to the Chatzir, how you bring from the Chatzir to the Mavoi. But here they're talking about just carrying within the Mavoi itself. The Mavoi itself, it's not Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, but it should be a Carmelis or something like that. You should be able to carry. However, the Rabbanim were concerned that you may confuse the Mavoi with Rishus HaRabim. So for that introduction, on the back of the Gemara, there's the Rabbeinu Yonasan, as opposed to the Ran. So he says a Mavoi. So a Mavoi is, and there are two different types of Mavois. There's a Mavoi that goes straight through, right, which is a Mavoi Mefulash. And there's a Mavoi, most Mavois have three walls. The back wall, the back is black, looks like this sort of. It's backed off by the wall. And then the front of it empties out into the Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbeinu Yonasan says that you have a Mavoi is Mukaf Gimel Chitzos. It's surrounded by three walls. The Ebo Kotel Revi, and it doesn't have a fourth wall. Umidoraisa and Midoraisa, Rishus HaYachid Gemurhi. It's a Rishus HaYachid because it's surrounded by three walls, whatever he. Abachachamim Chashishu Kevan, and the Pachachamim were concerned. Kevan Sherosho Echa Pasuch Shusarabim or Carmelis, that since its open end is open either to Shusarabim or Carmelis, Dilma Asilimite, people might make a mistake. Ulimishle Rishus HaRabim Gemurah. It looks like Rishus HaRabim a little bit, so people might make a mistake and then start carrying in the Rishus HaRabim. Right? Inami, or people might make the mistake. He hates the lesel and metal the tutle Rishus HaRabim Masocho, the cave on the Nifrat Mul Rishus HaRabim, the shovel Rishus HaRabim. Or people might make another mistake and say, not only that, people might say, since it's open to Rishus HaRabim, doesn't really make much of a distinction, you can carry in from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, lefichach hutz richu lasos hekera. They have to make a sort of heker, some sort of recognizable fourth wall, right? The bnei rishus harabim shesu yochid shlo yitul zemizeh. So that's what they did. So one of the ways that you can fix the mavoi to allow carrying even on the rabbanon level is the idea of the kora, which is the beam that goes across the top, or the lechi, which is the side post that goes on the side. So it says, "V'tiknu aniyah kora rechava tefach." You can put a kora, this beam, cross beam, that's a tefach wide, al kotel ha-mavoi, on top. Lo dir shtei rishuyos ain. So everyone sees that these are two separate rishuyos. The kimlu, and then we'll see in the Mishnah how high it has to be. So that's the idea of what's going on here now in our Mishnah. What we're talking about is mavoi. We're talking about a mavoi that's open, and it has this beam. How can you, and you have the mavoi that's open, the rabbanim are concerned lest one either come to carry from the, you know, they don't want you to carry the mavoi because it looks like a Rishus HaRabim, so maybe you'll get confused from carrying Rishus HaRabim, or as Rabbi Yonason said, that maybe people say that it's a continuation of Rishus HaRabim and carry from Rishus HaRabim into the mavoi. So the Mishnah says, Mavoi shu gavoa l'mala me'esrim ama. So it says, it uses the word mavoi, what we're really talking about is the crossbeam. Right, as Rashi points out, mavoi shagavoa shehinichu esakora l'mala me'esrim ama. What they did is you put the crossbeam high, 20 amas high. Again, this 20 amas comes up a couple times with sukkah, comes up with Hanukkah. The idea of 20 amas high, according to Chachamim, you have to lower it. It's too high for the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer einot tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda says you did not have to lower it. It can be 20 amos. It can be higher than 20 amos. That doesn't make a difference. Again, Rashi gives us a little bit more of an introduction. He says, Mavoi shu gavoa. Everyone has all these introductions. He says, look at the Rishonim. They give you the introductions. He says, Mavoi shu gavoa. Again, shehinichu esakoro l'malam esrim amos. He put the korah above 20 amos. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out is that the airspace has to be 20 amos. The korah can be above the 20 amos as long as there's only 20 amos of airspace. Okay, but just a detail. So hinichu esakoro l'malam esrim amos. The korah zo, and what's this beam purpose for? To allow you to carry in the mavoi, the midoraisa itzer osar from Rishus HaRabim b'Shabbos. Right, so midoraisa, like we said, it's only osar from Rishus HaRabim b'Shabbos Yachid. This they made into a derabbanan, and since the derabbanan said you're not allowed to carry in here, the Gemara gave you etzos how to permit carrying in this mavoi. So if it's above 20 amos, if the kor is above 20 amos, Chacham say you have to lower it. If what Yehuda says, ain't osar, you do not have to lower it. V'harachav, what about the width? How wide, right? Rashi said, how wide does the opening, the wall, have to be? How let's say that maybe it's too wide. So the Mishnah says, V'harochav me eser amos, if the opening of the mavoi is wider than 10 amos, you might. You have to diminish it. You have to build something on the side to diminish the opening. Because I guess if it's too big, it's not considered a doorway, more considered of a breach, I guess. And therefore, you'll have to diminish it. Right, Rashi says, that's the normal width of openings. And more than this, it's not considered a doorway, it's considered like a hole or a breach. Right? We need a doorway. Right? So what do you do? So you have to put in reeds or something to diminish the space of the opening. Now, apparently here, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. The Mishnah will get to that. He says, but the Mishnah then says, "Im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach." If it has a tzuras ha-pesach, which is a door frame, if you put a door frame around it, ain't tzarech lemait. Then you wouldn't have to make the opening smaller. Again, a tzuras ha-pesach is kanemikan, and then something on top, right? Three things. Rashi sort of has a picture over there, but you have this tzuras ha-pesach. Then that's enough. Even if it's 10 amos wide, the tzuras ha-pesach is sufficient, and you wouldn't, and that would work to make the heker for the opening of the mavoi to allow you to carry in the mavoi. Okay, Tosfos just points out right away. Top Tosfos is a very strange mishnah to start because you're not telling us any of the rules. You're just telling us what's a mavoi. What's a kosher mavoi? Tells you if it's more than 20 amos, it's no good. So tell me that a mavoi has to be 20 amos. You know, if the beam has to be 20, tell us the rules. Right? It also says hiksha rimir olins the havei leilashmune hekshar mavoi bereisha. First, you tell us the proper way to make the mavoi able to carry it. Shehu belechi that you put on the lechi. Basically, give the introduction in the Mishnah. Why wait for the Magid Shin to get a little introduction? Give the introduction in the Mishnah. Right, and then you can tell me, and if you put it above 20, you can bring it down. So Tosa says, the Teretz, the answer that Rimer Olins gives, the Tana Nichle Lahaska Bahai Lishna, Kemo Shemaschas Matis Mesukkah. Because it's just keeping the language similar to how they started Mesecha Sukkah. I think the idea is that remember all these Mishnayos were learned Baal Peh. To learn Baal Peh, you get to make these tricks in order to make it easier to remember. So you have to keep the language synonymous between different Mishnayos will make it easier for it to remember, and that's why he says, "Well, Haki Park Shapir Tvei Gemara Now the Gemara is going to ask the distinction between the language here and the language in Masechta Sukkah. And now it makes that question going to make more sense, because if you're parroting the language there, then why did you change something? The Gemara asks, Tnan Hasam, it says over there in Masechta Sukkah, Sukkah Jigavol Amalam Esrim Amah, if the Sukkah is above Esrim Amah, Psula, it uses the word Pusel, it's no good. The Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. Maishna Gabi Sukkah the Tani Psula, what's the difference in Masechta Sukkah when he uses the word Pusel, the Gave Mavoy Tani Takanta? But when it comes to the Mavoy, it gives you the fix. Well, one way or the other, either say here it's Pusel, or in Sukkah also give the fix. Why the different language? Right, Rashi says the Tani Takanta, the Tani Yamait, the Lotan Apostle. So Gemara says there's two answers. Answer number one is he says Sukkah Del Raisa, Sukkah which is a Din Del Raisa, to make the Sukkah properly, it's a Din Del Raisa, Tani Psula. It says uses the word Apostle. Mavoy the Rabbanon, Mavoy, which is talking about Din the Rabbanon, again, because we mentioned on a Deraisa level, you can carry in the Mavoy. So Hechsher, and here when we say Mavoy, we mean Hechsher Mavoy. The Hechsher Mavoy, which is a Din the Rabbanon, Tani Takanta, gave the fixed. We'll get to what that means. Let's just give the second answer. The second answer is Deraisa Nami Tani Takanta. Really, me Deraisa, you can also write the fix. However, Elab Sukkah, the Nefishin Mile, Pasik Tana Psulo. When it comes to Sukkah, there are a lot of rules in the Mishnah. By Sukkah. How high, there are all different types of which schach you can use, which schach you can use. So if you're going to give the takanta, give the fix for every soul that you had in the Sukkah, then you would have a much longer Mishnah. Instead, what they did is just they gave the rule and they just said psula, that it's puzzle, and you'll figure out a fix. Like if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Tani psu, the Nefishi Mule, it's a little further down. The Katani Hasim, it says over there, other things, Vishaino Shalosh Tefanos, Vishaino Gvo Asara, Vishacha Masa Miru Mitzilsa, give all the rules of the Sukkah there. So if it's going to give the Takanta, it's going to give a lot of verbiage in the Mishnah. So it just says the word Psula. Here, it's one thing. We're just talking about the Mavoy. It's too, the Korah, it's too high. We'll tell you how to fix it. But now we got to go back to the first answer. What does it mean the difference is? Well, that probably bothered you, see. What's the difference between the Rice and the Rabbanan? Who cares? What does that matter? So Rashi says, Sukkah, the Taima di Dei Dil Raisa, we say because in the Mani Edu Dor Seichem, Tani Psula, since it's the Raisa, it says Pasal. Why? Hovel ukvar mi mos Moshe nitna midazo. Since already the Zalacha Moshe we see now, we know the dimensions of the Sukkah. Upo l'chacham and l'farsh l'cha, and the Chacham are coming to explain to you, she'im lo osakein, that if you don't do it, Psula, shayich l'mistein l'shem psulas. Okay, fine. But Mavoy, because it's a Din D'oraisa, basically. But he says, Mavoy, the kol ikara d'rabbanu, lo shayach l'neimah lashon p'soles, sarei kan hischil l'aroscha iske Mavoy t'arasim, v'ipasol shayach l'neimah, akat lo odicha rabbanu shira. He's basically, the Mishnah is saying what we said before, that the Gemara, Mishnah hasn't even given you the proper shearing yet. Hasn't told you anything yet. So we're going to tell you how to fix it. When it comes to the sukkah, we already know what the rules are. So the Gemara is going to say pasul, but by the mavoy, we didn't even know the rules yet. So we're not going to say pasul. We say to fix it. Tosas doesn't like it. Tosas gives a different answer. He says, if you look in Tosas sukkah del raisa, like midway through, it says lechach lechach near lefarish sukkah del raisa tani psula de lashon yamait mashma chumra ba'alma. You might think that when it just says yamait, it's a chumra. The chachila, you should bring it down. But asi lemite, and you might make a mistake, v'lomer the dak l'chachila, v'obdi evashah perdami. So you don't want to, by sukkah, you don't want to make that mistake. Because if you just say that's only a chumra, and you don't lower the sukkah, then you're sitting in a pasul sukkah, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. Right? But by mavoy, the rabbanon ain't lachos. By mavoy, it's only the rabbanon, even if you carried in there, you're not going to get, it's only a rabbanon. Okay, so that's the difference. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos had to explain what it means, that the reason why we wrote psula or the takana was midoraisa the derabanan. Second answer was, it's more just of formatting issues, that would be too much to write all the takanas, all the way to fix the psulim in the Mishnah and Sukkah. Okay.
So what's that? A Jewish festival is actually two lechis and a korah.
It's two beams and a korah. It doesn't have to, it's, whatever, the rules are different. But yeah. We'll get to all the rules. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda, the Amora, says the name of Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Chachamim lo lam. Sorry, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Chachamim lo lamdu el mipisko shel heichal. Rav Yehuda lo lamdu el mipisko shel ulam. where do they get the shear from? Right, the Chachamim say 200 yamos. Rav Yehuda says even above. So they say that the Chachamim, you have to have some sort of example that you're going to use. So the example that the Chachamim use is going to be from the opening, from the doorway of the Heichal. So you remember in the Beis HaMikdash, you had this big ulam, which is really, really high. That's where Rabbi Yehuda is learning from. And then the ulam, inside the ulam, there's another doorway that opens into the Heichal, which we have all the Kalim. So that second opening that goes in there, that's 20 amos high. So Chachamim are going to learn from that, that's 20 amos. That's the concept of a doorway. We need to know what means a doorway. 20 amos is a doorway. Above 20 amos is not. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we have another doorway, the ulam, which is higher than 20 amos. Right, so he says, Amar Yehuda, Marav Chachamim lo lamdu elam pischo shel heichal. Rabbi Yehuda lo lamdu elam pischo shel ulam. Ditanan with the following mishnah: pischo shel heichal, the opening of the heichal, gavoa esrim ama. It's 20 amos high. Virachbo, and its width is esr amos. That fits in perfect for our mishnah: 20 and 10. That's the idea of a doorway. Bishel ulam, and the opening of the ulam, gavoa arbaim ama. It's 40 amos high, which is where Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to lower it when it's 20 amos. Maybe I'll say you have to lower it after 40. Virachbo esrim amos, and it's 20 amos wide. Okay, so why? Which way are we learning from? Ushneihem mikra echad darshu, and they both learn it from one pasuk. But the pasuk says v'shachdu pesach olal moed. You shecht the carbon, the shlamim, at the opening, the doorway of the olal moed. Well, what's considered the doorway, right? What pesach olal moed? The rabbanon saw for rabbanon hold kedushas heichal lechud, the kedushas ulam lechud. Rabbanon say that the heichal and the ulam are two separate kedushas. So if you refer to one, you're not referring to the other. It's two separate things, right? Rashi says, the first wide line in Rashi, mid-sized line in Rashi, Rabbanan Savri, Kedushas Ulam, the Kedusha of the Ulam, which is the antechamber, I guess that's how they translate it, the Kedushas Ulam, Lav Kedushas Heichal. It's not the same Kedusha of the Heichal. The Kol Avodos Ha'amuras Beheichal, any Avoda that needs to be done in the Heichal, Yavi Avileva Ulam, Shalafan of Lo Mitkashay, it wouldn't be kosher if we did it in the antechamber. Hilkach lo mikre ohel moed. Therefore, the antechamber, the ulam, is not considered ohel moed. So the Pesach ohel moed is not about the ulam. It's about the heichal, right? Velo ashkan krod likre the Pesach to lay Pesach. So there's no pasuk that calls the doorway of the ulam a doorway. It's only calling the doorway of the heichal the doorway. But Rabbi Yehuda savar heichal ulam kedusha achas. That's all the same thing. If you did an avoda that's supposed to be done in the heichal, you did it in the antechamber, the ulam, it would be kosher. So Pesach olam moed can apply to the ulam as well. So if it applies to the ulam, so what's considered a doorway? What's our example of a doorway? 40 amos. So I don't need to lower it if it's 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda sabar heichal v'ulam kedusha achasi. The Gemara says, wait a second. And therefore, v'chik siv, Pesach olam moed, atzer v'yehud siv, and therefore it's written on both. V'yibayis ema, or you can say, the Rabbi Yehuda nami kedusha ulam l'chud, kedusha heichal l'chud. What's the problem? Maybe you can say that Rabbi Yehuda would say, you know what? You're right. You have the ulam and the heichal. They're two separate kedushas. What you do in the ulam, what you're supposed to do in the heichal, you can't do in the ulam. So if that's the case, why does he consider the Pesach olam moed to be the ulam? Right? V'hach v'hainu tanya Rabbi Yehuda d'ksiv, because there's a pasuk that says el Pesach ulam habayis, to the Pesach, the doorway of the ulam of the bayis. So I have a favorite pasuk that calls it. That calls the opening into of the ulam a doorway. So that I can use as my example for a doorway. Problem is, as Tosis points out, if you look through Shas, there is no such pasuk. There is no such pasuk anywhere in Tanakh that says, El Pesach Ulam Habayis. Right? Right, Tosis points out, the Ksiv El Pesach Ulam Habayis, he says, Zeh HaPasuk, Tosis says, Eino Bishum Makom. So that's the Gemara's new problem. There is no. What the Gemara did is took two psukim and mixed them together. Right? He says, But Omeri the Maitzino Diksiv, we see in Yecheskel Parak Mem, it says Ulam Habayis, Ubikra Achrina Ksiv Pesach Habayis. So you have Ulam and Pesach. So he puts them together. Bahavik Ilu Nichta Behedja Bechad Kra Pesach Ulam Habayis. So that's how we put them two, fuse the two together. But then the Rabbanan say, wait a second. The Gemara says to him, Rabbanan, you know what? Ikasav al Pesach Ulam Kindega Kamarta. Basically, what the Rabbanan is saying is that there's no such pasuk. Right, the Gemara says, if the pasuk said El Pesach Ulam, you would be right. If the pasuk says use the word Pesach and Ulam together, you would be right. We would see that the opening to the Ulam is called the Pesach, and therefore you can use that as your example for a doorway. But Hashta Diksiv, but now that you're making up this pasuk of El Pesach Ulam Habayis, that's not what the pasuk. What does that mean? What it would mean is Habayis HaPasuach L'Ulam. We're talking about the house that's open into the ulam. What's the house that's open into the ulam? The heichal. So what that pasuk is referring to is the opening of the thing that the ulam opens into, which is the opening of the heichal, which is only 20 amos. Okay, so we're learning it out from the site. So he says we can't learn it out from there. But so we're learning out the whole idea. We said they learn it from one pasuk. The pasuk that they're learning out from is from, it says v'shachtu pesach olamoid. So pesach olamoid. Does that apply only to the heichal? Does that even apply to the ulam according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara then asks, what's going on? That pasuk, or pesach olamoid, has nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash. That pasuk is talking about the Mishkan. So there's no doorways and ulams and stuff like that. It's curtains and stuff. What's going on? Where it says, "V'ha ki ksiv hai b'mishkan ksiv." It's written by the Mishkan. Right? Rashi says, "V'ha ki ksiv." It's like the middle of the mid-sized line. "V'ha ki ksiv pesach olamoid b'mishkan shai b'midbar ksiv." B'sham lo haya ulam. There was no ulam. There's no antechamber there. U'pesach heichal. And the opening of the heichal is yudamos. The opening of it was only 10 amos high. Right? Yudamos he. Because the height of the beams that went around were only 10 amos high. So they're learning it from the same pasuk. One says it's 20, one says it's 4. What are you talking about? It's from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan's only 10 amos. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. The Gemara says, Hakik siv hai b'mishkan ksiv. So he goes, no, Ashachan Mishkan de ikrim mikdash, or mitik ta askiv Mishkan. Basically, you're going to say that the words Mishkan and Mikdash are interchangeable throughout Tanakh, and things that we say in one, they can apply to the other. The Elote Mahachi, because if you don't say that that the ideas of Mishkan and Mikdash are interchangeable, the following halacha is going to become difficult. Right? Had the Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, because we have the halacha of Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that Shlomim Sheshachtan Kodem Psichas Dlatos HaHechal Psulin. If you shechted any karbanos before they open the doors of the Hechal, they're going to be pasul. Right, so Gemara says Shenemar, because the pasuk says Vishachtu Pesach Olam Moed. You can shech the shlamim at the opening of the Olam Moed when you open it. Bizman shepesuchin lo bizman shen ulim. When they're open, not when they're closed. The Gemara says, wait a second. Vaki ksiv ahi b'mishkan ksiv. That pasuk's talking about the Mishkan. There are no doors in the Mishkan. So where are you getting this halacha from? So Gemara says, Ela Ashcha Mikdash the Ikrei Mishkan. Right. Mishkan Ikri Mikdash. Must be interchangeable. When discuss things in the Mishkan, they mean the Mikdash. So Pesach Olamoe, which is written by the Mishkan, also applies to the Beis Hamikdash, which means you can't check the Shlamim. You can't check the Shlamim until the doors are open. Tosos asks, just side point, what do you need that pasuk to teach me that you can't check the Shlamim until the doors are open? We know the halacha is you can't do any karbanos before the Korban Tamid, and the Korban Tamid can't be done before you open the doors. Right? Tosos says, Im Tomar, Ban Tosos, typically that the Shlamim apostle did nishchetu kodem tamid shel shachar. They're shechted before the carbon tamid shel shachar. Va'amrina, and we say by that, ha'ola, right, it's the hikriva ha'ola, the ola, which is ola rishona, the tamid shel shachar, nami boy psichas t'lachas ha'ichal. So you already know, what do I can't shech the carbon shlamim because it has to be shechted when the doors are open. No, I can't shech the carbon shlamim until I shech the carbon tamid. Right, so Tosfos gives a few answers. One answer, he says that he's not supposed to, if you shechted it, you would think that if you shechted the Korban Shlamim beforehand, that you're not allowed to, but it'd still be kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach, you just have to wait. But Tosfos brings three answers as to why you need both in Mudim, but just to point it out. But the bottom line is here now, is that we're proving now, that the words Mikdash and the Halachas and the words Mikdash and Mishkan are interchangeable. Therefore, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda can learn about from Pesach Olam Moed, can move that over to the Mikdash and learn their halacha from the Mavoi from there. So the Gemara then says, okay. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. I see places where the Beis HaMikdash is called a Mishkan. Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, Vinasati Mishkani Bisochachem. I will put my Mishkan in your midst, which is a promise that the Kodesh Baruch was given, that in the future, I will put the Mishkan in your midst. What do you mean in the future? The Mishkan's here right now. Show that we promise in the future the Beis HaMikdash, calling the Beis HaMikdash the Mishkan. El Mishkan the Ikri Mikdash. How do I know that the Mishkan is sometimes called the Mikdash? Minalan. So Gemara says, maybe you'll learn Elim and Midiksiv. Maybe you'll learn it from here. It said the Pasuk says, V'nasu HaKasim, the Bnei Kahas, will carry Nosei HaMikdash. They'll carry the Mikdash, the Hekimu as HaMishkan Ad Boam, and everybody else will put up the Mishkan until the Bnei Kahas come. So he says that they're carrying the Mikdash. Mara says, no, that's not true. Hahi ba Arung Ksiv. That we know, that what Bnei Kahas are carrying is the Arung. they're calling the Aron Mikdash in that pasuk because it's more holy than anything else. So the way the pasuk is describing is that Bnei Aron, the Bnei Kaos are carrying the Aron. Before they get there, everyone else's other Levim are going to erect the Mishkan, and then Bnei Aron, Bnei Kaos are going to bring in the Mikdash, which is the Aron. But we still don't have anywhere that the Mikdash is called, the Mishkan is called Mikdash. The Gemara says Elam Hacha. From this pasuk, the pasuk says Vasulim Mikdash Veshachanti Besocham. You'll make for me a Mikdash, and I'll dwell among you. That's why the command given to build the Mishkan, you see clear as day that the Torah is calling the Mishkan Mikdash. So they're interchangeable. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So they're interchangeable. Pesach Ol Moed is the pasuk that both the Rabbanon and the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda are learning from. But the Gemara says, Bein the Rabbanon, Bein the Rabbi Yehuda, Lilfusu mi Pesach Shar HaChatzer. They learn it from the, which says the open Pesach Shar HaChatzer. Diksiv Orech HaChatzer Meya Ba'ama. It says that the length of the chatzer is 100 amos, berachav chamishim bechamishim, and it's 50 amos wide, bekoma chamesh amos, and the height is 5 amos. And again, so 5 amos comes a problem also, but he says it's 50 amos wide. Uksiv, let's talk about the width. Uksiv, and says by the width, ulakatefa sheini mize umize l'shar chatzer, klein chamesh esrei ama. So, and malahalan chamesh berachav esrim, afkan chamesh berachav esrim. Basically, what happens over there is that when they put up the Mishkan, it's 50 amos wide. On each side, they put 15 amos worth of curtains on the left side, on the right side, and then you have the opening. Well, if I have 50 minus 15 minus 15, which is 50 minus 30, I have a 20 amos wide door. So why are you telling me the Mishkan here that it has to be 10 amos? If you're learning it out from the dimensions, the Mishkan dimensions were 20 amos wide, right? I think that's the pasuk, right? Malahol and Chamesh Berochav Esrim, Afkan Chamesh Berochav Esrim. Right? So the Gemara says, no, there, because it's not considered, that's not considered an opening. There it says, Pesach Shara Chatzer Ikri, Pesach Stamalo Ikri. There, when it's describing that doorway by the Mishkan, it calls it Pesach Shara Chatzer, which is the opening to the courtyard. But it's that is too descriptive. In order to be considered a doorway, you just need the words Pesach. So if that's not going to, that's not a Pesach, that's Pesach Shar HaChatzer. The Ibais Ema...
Using that as a model, using the Mishkan as a model,
we're using the model where it says Pesach, not where it says Pesach Shar HaChatzer. Right, so the 5 amos is an issue, right? So the Gemara says, right, the Ibais Ema, Kiksiv Klayim Chamesh Esrei Ama, when it says 15 amos, maybe the 15 amos is talking about the height of the crushing.
How did we get around the fact that in the Mishkan it was only 10 amos high by the
table? We'll get to it. So he says the EI. I think we'll get to it. Okay, the EI is Ibayis Ema, because maybe that. Okay, the Ibayis Ema kiksiv klayim chamesh esrei amal lekatef begovohu diksiv. So the Gemara says maybe when it says that we just had a problem with the opening, that it says that the opening was too wide, that 15 amos on either side, so there's 20 amos left. So the Gemara then says, no, maybe that 15 amos is talking about the height. Right? Maybe that's talking about the gova who diksiv. But the Gemara says, right, v'haksiv v'koma chamesh amos. Maybe it says that the gova is 5 amos. So the Gemara says, no, ahu misfas mizbeach l'mala, that it's only from the top of the mizbeach on top, from the mizbeach is 10 amos high. The height is going to be 15 amos. The difference is 5 amos to a that's what the difference is. I mean that these poles are 5 amos higher than the top of the Mishkan. Fine. I think the Gemara seems to be going back and forth between the Mishkan and the Mikdash, right? Because they're learning the 20 amos from the Mikdash, even though the Mishkan was saying it's only 10 amos. Right? That's your question, Josh, right? The Gemara seems to just be jumping. Right, the Gemara did ask the question of Pesach Omo, and it said it was 10 amos high. But the Gemara then says, no, because that's really referring to the Mikdash. It's referring to the Mikdash. Pesach Omo is referring to the Mikdash because we just said the Mikdash and Mishkan are interchangeable. So when it talks about Pesach, it's talking about the Pesach of the Mikdash, which is 20 amos. The Gemara makes the jump. I think the Gemara seems to make the jump when it's convenient as to where it goes. Okay, the Gemara then says now, the Rabbi Yehuda, Mipisko Shul Ulam Gamar, if Rabbi Yehuda is going to learn from the opening of the Ulam, which is the antechamber, V'hatnan, then we have a Mishnah, so if he's saying from the opening of the antechamber, the antechamber is very wide, V'hatzanan, our Mishnah says, V'harechav me'eser amos, you might. If the mufu is 10 amos, wider than 10 amos, you have to close it up. V'lo poling Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Well, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue? If he's learning it out from the ulam, the ulam is wider than 10 amos. We said the heichal was 20 by 10. The ulam was 40, I think it was 40 by 20. So why is the, so if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda should say in our Mishnah, even if it's 10 amos wide, he should say lo yamait. But he doesn't seem to argue in our Mishnah, which he pointed out. He only seems to argue with the case when it's too high. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'lifla b'masnisin, right? So the Gemara says, no, you're right. He does argue with the height, meaning you have to lower it if it's higher than 20 amos. You don't have to lower it if it's higher than 20 amos. V'hud in the rachba, and so too by the width. If it's 10 amos, he still says you don't have to close it in. He doesn't. Sorry, one second. I skipped. Let's just read again. Rabbi Yehuda mipischa sheulam gamar v'hatlan v'arochav harecha me'esar amos yimayit v'lo palig Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Abaye says palig b'braisa. He argues in the braisa. The braisa that explains the Mishnah shows that Rabbi Yehuda argues. The Tanya says in the braisa v'arochav me'yud amos yimayit. If it's 10 amos wide, you have to close it up. Rabbi Yehuda Amar enot tzarich l'mayit. You don't have to close it up. So Gemara says v'liflug. So why is he stated in our Mishnah? Why in the Braisa only? He says, "Poly begova b'hud in the rachba." Yeah, no, it's both. It argues in both. It doesn't say it explicitly in the Mishnah. Again, you're learning the Mishnayos by heart, so maybe try to limit the Mishnayos, and just make the diuk. He argues in one, he's going to argue in the other. But the Braisa comes and it says it more explicitly. V'akati, you're going to see Rabbi Yehuda mipischa she'ulam gamar. You're really going to see that Rabbi Yehuda learns from the opening of the ulam, which again was 40 by 40 height. The Gemara says, "Vatanya the following Braisa." If it's the beam going across is 20 amos above the ground, you might. Tanakama says you have to lower it. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's good. Ad mem v'nun amo, at 40 amos, 50 amos. V'tani bar kapara ad meya, and bar kapara says even 100 amos high. So Gemara says first of all, bishlam bar kapara guzma. It's only that's an exaggeration. It can't be that high. So that's a guzma. El Rabbi Yehuda, my guzma. What's the guzma here? Bishlam of the Rabbi Yehuda Arbaim Gamri Pisco Ulam. So 40 amos I'll learn from the opening of the Ulam. That's 40 amos high. Ela nun minole. Where does he get 50 amos? He says it's 40 or 50. 50 is good. If you're learning from the Ulam is only 40 amos high. Where do you get 50 from? So Gemara says, Amar Chizda, as it pointed out, nowhere does Rabbi Yehuda actually say his Shiurim in our Mishnah. He just says you don't have to be might. We assumed what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is assuming that Rav assumed that since the Chachamim learned it from the Pesach of the Heichal, Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the Pesach of Ulam. He was mistaken. As the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Hai mas nisa ita'ise l'Rav. This Braisa caused Rav to make a mistake. Titania, with the following Braisa. Mabo yishu gavol mikef ama, if it's 20, more than 20 amos high, right? Yoser mipischo shel Heichal, you might. If it's higher than 20 amos, which is higher than the opening of the Heichal, you have to lower it. So that's what the Rabbanan said. So Rav thought, who savar me the Rabbanan me pesko shel Heichal gamri, Rabbi Yehuda me pesko shel Ulam gamar. Rav just made a leap. He says, I found a brisa that says that the Rabbanan learned it out from the opening of the Heichal, so Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn it out from there, he must learn it out from the opening of the Ulam. He never says that. It's a mistake, it's not true. Because if that was true, he wouldn't allow 50 amos high. So Gemara says, Velohi, but it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda mi pischa d'milach and gamar. Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the opening of castles and throne rooms. Those are big, grand entrances. That's where he's learning with a doorway. That's what he has as his example of what a doorway is. He's a doorway of the openings into the king's rooms. They're very, very high. They're very grand. So that's nothing to do with the... That's what 50 amos would work. But because again, because if you're saying you're learning out from the Pesach of the Ulam, 50 amos would be too much. So the Gemara then says, Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan learning out from the opening, from the doorway of the Heichal in the Beis Hamikdash, you should have doors. Like the Heichal, remember we just mentioned the doors? Well, if you're using that as your example, well, so what's the definition of a door? The definition of a doorway, according to this, based on the Heichal, has doors. So why the Rabbanan say that you can have the mavoy, this with the beam, as long as the beam is lower than 20 amos, you should need doors. The beam shouldn't be enough. So Gemara, Allah Matanam, why do we have the Mishnah that says, Hechsher Mavoy? When it comes to making the Mavoy kosher, again, to allow you to carry the Mavoy, Beishami Omim Lechi Vikora. Beishami say you need two things. You need the Lechi on the side and the Korah on top. Well, Beis Hillel say, lechi o korah, a lechi or a korah. But even according to Beis Shammai, you don't need a door. You just need both, a lechi and a korah. No one says you need a door. So what's going on? So Gemara says, again, and this is, he says, glossos heichal litznios ba'amal hu da'avidan. The doors on the heichal, that doesn't create the definition of a doorway. The doors on the heichal were just there for tznios, so people wouldn't look, be able to look in and see what's going on. That was a different rule. The rule of a doorway is the dimension. But the door itself is only litznios. Fine. So elameyata, if that's the case, lo tahani leitzuras ha-pesach. If you're saying that you're learning again, I think the elameyata here is that if you're learning from the doorway of the heichal, a tzuras ha-pesach shouldn't work. Why? The ha-heichal tzuras ha-pesach ha-ve-lo, afilu hachi eser amos hu deriviach. Right? Alama tanani mishlo tzuras ha-pesach al-pizruach mazamas enu tzarech lemayit. So you have this idea of what's going on here. So it says a tzuras ha-pesach shouldn't work. Why not? Let me switch over here for a second. Okay, if they're learning it out...
Tzuras
ha-pesach
is only in a place where there's no door.
Do a second. He says it's here that tzuras ha-pesach shouldn't work because it shouldn't work for a doorway that's wider. Right? The Mishnah said if you had a tzuras ha-pesach, you don't have to close... The Mishnah said you don't have to close it. It can be as wide as anything. But why? Because the heichal had a tzuras ha-pesach. The heichal had the tzuras ha-pesach on it, and nevertheless, afilu hachi eser amos hu deraviyach, but it was only 10 amos wide. Meaning that if you're learning it out from the heichal, so learn out the rules from the heichal which had the tzuras ha-pesach, only was wide, was only 10 amos wide. Why would you need, why now you're saying that if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, it can be even wider than 10 amos? Right, it says, alama tanam, why does it say, im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, afal pi sharachav eser amos im eser chamav? Why does our Mishnah say that you don't have to diminish it, the width of the wall? You're learning it out from the opening. The opening has a tzuras ha-pesach because it has the two posts of a lintel clearly, and yet it's only 10 amos wide. That means the definition is even tzuras ha-pesach, even only 10 amos.
So
that's no. We said Rabbi Yehuda argued on that. Remember, we said that Rabbi Yehuda also argued.
He wouldn't need that.
Wouldn't need what?
Need
oh, I don't know. He doesn't mention tzuras ha-pesach there. I hear you. So the Gemara is just asking, why, if you're learning it out from why tzuras ha-pesach shouldn't work. So the Gemara says, Eina chanami, you're right. You're right. Let's read it again. He says, Elamiyat lo tahani le tzuras ha-pesach, da ha-heichal tzuras ha-pesach ha-ve-la, afilu hachil eser amos hu de-raviach, ala matanani, im yishlo tzuras ha-pesach, af bisharochem eser amos, en eser ha-klamayit. Midi hutama el al-rab. No, so the Gemara says, this whole idea of learning it out from the heichal is only according to the shita of Rav. And Rav had a different gears than our Mishnah. Rav's gears was in a moment that our Mishnah was that if the tzuras ha-pesach won't help if it's more than 10 amos. Our Mishnah says you don't, if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, it doesn't matter. Then you're all good to go. Rav says no. Right? So Gemara says, right, Hayar time el l'rav, hamasnei Rav Yehuda l'chir bar Rav kamei derav. But we have the following story that happened with Rav Yehuda l'chir bar Rav kamei derav in front of Rav. Einot tzarech l'mayit. You don't have to diminish it. You don't have to make it narrower if you have the tzuras ha-pesach. But amar lei, and Rav says back to them, Atanye tzarech l'mayit. My Mishnah says, my rule is that you do have to be mayit. So according to Rav, who's learning this out, who's learning out the shiurim from the opening of the heichal, so your limitation of height is 20 amos, your limitation width is 10 amos, and the Mishnah statement that the tzuras ha-pesach would work even if it's wider than 10 amos, Rav says that's not what the Mishnah says. Rav says, because he's learning out from the heichal, your limitation is 10 amos, the tzuras ha-pesach will not make a difference. Okay, we'll continue to pick up tomorrow with more of with more questions on Rav, and eventually we'll get to other shitos as to how where we learned to 20 amos, where we learned to 20 amos from. Again, Rav is the one who learns it from the opening of the Heichal. The Gemara thought that Rabbi Yehuda learned it from the opening of the Ulam. Rabbi Yehuda learns it now from the opening of the Pisgah of the Malachim, that they're much higher. And based on Rav's shita, the Tzuras HaPesach will not help, and even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, if it's wider than 10 amos, you still have to make it narrower. Okay, we'll stop it. What? According to Rav?
Yeah.
I don't know. So Tzuras HaPesach is, according to Rav, apparently not. Correct. Correct, but sometimes doors are made, sometimes they're made with Tzuras HaPesach, and then you'd be okay to go. You don't have to make another beam. maybe you would have it constructed initially, and you'd be okay. You'd be okay to go. But according to Rav, this, there is no right. According to the way the Mishnah stated, there's an advantage that it was a Pesach, even if it's wide. Rav doesn't have that advantage.